I think the Guardians did kind of tip their hand. They've done some uncharacteristic things this year in their struggles. First off, during the 10-game losing streak, Antonetti and everyone on the organization went on a full tilt counter-strike of, we believe in these guys, we're not making moves. And that was in the wake of not putting DeLotta or Kafis up. That was in the wake of the 10-game losing streak. I think this is just as significant. This is as reactionary of a first day of the draft we've had, where we know the Guardians are short King Express. They love them some diminutive hitters.
Yeah.
Every single guy they drafted is 6'3 and built like a linebacker and has massive power and huge questions on whether it's going to translate and allow them to get to the big leagues. I don't think that's an accident after the way where the offense has gone the last 2 years.
And I commend them for it. Like, that's good. They recognize that their plan when it comes to developing hitters and position players absolutely stinks. And so the only way to, you can't just keep doing the same things over and over. The only way to mix it up was to do something like this and then to go down that road. So I got to commend them for it, even with the idea that this has a chance of just not working out as well.
I was going to say, the only thing about this is you went so hard in one direction. I'm like, you could have drafted two guys with 60 power. You know what I mean? Like, you could still draft some of the guys you like. And they did. They got a kid today from Ole Miss that is kind of that player. But it's like, they just went with four of their first picks. They went so hard in one direction. It's like, okay, we didn't ask you to draft only power bats. You can draft a wide range of this instead of just, no, we have a profile and this is what we're chasing on this year's draft.
I mean, I'm fascinated by Lord Tubbington in so many different ways. Like, and not just the nickname, but that's how I'm going to keep calling him because I've not learned his last name well enough to be able to say it yet.
I just want to know why I wasn't given that at any point in the last 3 years.
Lord Tubbington?
Yes.
It sounds very insulting, and he doesn't seem like, he's not even that big of a guy.
He is a unit. He is 6'6" and 230 pounds.
No, but like the 230 part, I'm 230. Like, that's not good for me if a guy that's 230 also has the name Ward Tubbington and he's got 4 inches on me.
Well, maybe.
In height.
Allegedly.
Easy maybe. Now. That was very well done, but easy now.
Maybe he used to be 6'6", 270.
There's got to be something there. There's more to Ward Tubbington. Like, maybe he's like Big Al. I hit dingers. Looks like that kid growing up, and they just called him Ward Tubbington. And now you fast forward, and he looks like he's in good shape.
I just like Lord Tubbington. That's all. And he is a total dude.
So why I'm fascinated by him is, in college baseball, you shouldn't hit 258.
Yeah.
That's not really a thing. Like proper perspective, Bazzana hit 407.
Yep.
You're not supposed to hit 258. And his whiff rate is extremely high. And so there's a lot that you got to worry about. You also worry about the idea that, like, he legitimately, 2 years ago, was expected to go 1-1. He was supposed to be the best player in his class. And then you fast forward, and it's like, yeah, you're not that. It'd be like if Klubnik, who's right now projected to be the top quarterback off the board, just kind of stunk up the joint for a season and then got taken in the late first round. Like, there's optimism that's still there. He had the projections at one point for a reason, but it just doesn't exist the same way.
They call that the Hackenberg-Tebow line of play. Or, ooh, Paxton Lynch.
Quinn Ewers, too.
Yeah. Well, no, he went the seventh.
Well, Quinn went in the seventh. Well, but either way, it didn't work out for any of those guys that you're mentioning.
Not great.
Oh, there's only one man with the knowledge to criticize and the power to let it slide. It's time for this week's Peterlin Pass.
All right, we're going to give the Peterlin Pass to Major League Baseball, or whoever ended up giving the spot to Jacob Mizorowski and adding him to the All-Star game. He began his MLB career last month. It happened on June 11th. He had a streak of 11 no-hit innings, more than any other starters managed at the start of their career since baseball's modern era began back in 1900. In his 5 starts for Milwaukee, he's 4-1, sub-3 ERA. But it's not even about that for me, Nick. It's more about the idea that you have a phenom on your hands in Major League Baseball with a guy that throws 103 miles per hour, has a 97-mile-per-hour slider. The same thing they did for Paul Skeens last year, getting him in after 11 starts. They're doing, once again, for the new Miz.
I mean, this is on speed, though. 5 starts. 11 starts, I got it. He had been up for, 11 starts is what, 2 months?
Listen, they have a spot on the All-Star game for basically people that have just been awesome for their entire career that don't even do anything. Clayton Kershaw's at the All-Star game with that spot this year. Like, we have open opportunity to sell the game. Them giving it to Jacob Mizorowski instead of giving it to someone like Christopher Sanchez, the Phillies pitcher, I'm all for it. More people care about seeing Mazeroski. When you watch him pitch, you just think to yourself, oh.
More people in Milwaukee. How many people outside?
No. He's transcending baseball right now.
Skeens was one of one.
Mazeroski,
you can't transcend baseball in five starts.
Transcending baseball right now.
You throw
up the 97 mile an hour slider. They're hitting 103 on the radar gun.
Very few people are throwing 103 in today's game.
He has stuff you can't possibly replicate, and that's why he's going to be a star for a long time. He's a phenom, no question about it. And I like that baseball is giving him the biggest stage.
So on one hand, I can look at this and go, "Well, it's fun, and baseball,
it's an exhibition."
The problem is you didn't put him in there for some schlep with like a 4.25 ERA who had like a good first half of the season and that carried. I mean, it was Suarez, it was Sanchez, there's a couple other names that absolutely deserve it. So you got to walk a line. Like, I didn't have a problem with Skeens because 11 starts is a lot in the first half of the season if you didn't start the season in the big leagues. But like, this also wasn't Skeens. Like Miz is a very, very highly touted prospect. He wasn't the number one pick the year before. So it's like,
he's not on the level of Skeens. I'll grant you that.
And I think the only reason this happened is because of Skeens of the All-Star
game
last
year. For sure. And he's got extreme star potential in the making. And so I got no problem with baseball swerving into their stars, making the game all about showcasing the best and the brightest talent, even if it is only after five stars.
But the problem is you still won't do the other things to develop the stars. So it's like, well, we got to make him part of. Everybody's so excited about this. In your words, he's transcended baseball. And it's like, all right, can we get one of these guys like a shoe deal? I can't do that.
Well, that's not on the commissioner.
Can we get one of these? No, I mean the overall ecosystem of baseball is on the commissioner. The close-mindedness, and we got to close the locker room at every cost, is absolutely a huge part of not building superstars.
No, but not the shoe part specifically, because it's not like you can't hold Nike's hand.
It was a bad comp.
Okay,
right?
That's fine.
But he didn't get a pizza deal. He didn't get a Lord Tubington now, needs a pizza deal.
Would I like Miz to be showcased a bunch more? Yes, I would, but this is a good first start in that. It's a good first start for him having an opportunity to go up there against the game's best on the other side. And imagine if he goes through secession and strikes out three of the American League's best and they just generate more interest.
I hope they just annihilate him.
Well, that would not be good.
I hope his career never recovers. No, that's not nice. That would be mean.
That is very mean.
I retract that statement immediately.
Kershaw, after watching him pitch because the Dodgers played the Brewers, he basically put him in Cooperstown after that start. I'd never seen him firsthand. This is the type of guy that you basically pet the house on him being a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Are you seconding the Peterlin pass when it comes to Jacob Mazeroski being involved in the All-Star game despite only having five career starts? More on baseball and Lord Tubington later in the show, but Sam Bruckhaus of Sumer Sports in 5 minutes talking Browns preview, Browns getting ready for camp, and we did not see this top 10 quarterback coming. We'll see if Sam agrees with that in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
The Peterlin Pass.